Larry, a grizzled man in his late 40s, had spent countless weekends in the mountains of North Carolina, hiking the same trails year after year. His eyes, a faded shade of blue, had seen everything from the fiercest storm to the most delicate blossoms that sprang to life each spring. His body, though not as nimble as it once was, remained sturdy, a testament to his unyielding determination to conquer the rugged terrain. His thick beard, a wild thicket of gray, was peppered with the occasional red leaf that clung to it from his latest trek through the dense underbrush. As the sun began its slow descent behind the mountain peaks, casting long shadows over the trail, Larry felt a prickle of unease creep up his spine. The air grew heavy with the scent of damp earth and decaying leaves, a scent that was as familiar to him as the back of his own hand. Yet there was something else lingering in the air, something foreign, something that didn't quite belong. He paused, his boots sinking slightly into the softened soil, and cocked his head to the side, listening intently. The usual symphony of forest sounds had gone eerily silent, leaving only the distant echo of his own heartbeat to keep him company. Turning around, Larry caught a glimpse of movement in the trees, a flicker of a shadow that seemed to mimic the play of light and dark. His breath caught in his throat as he made out the unmistakable silhouette of a creature that stood on two legs, yet was covered in a thick pelt of fur that ranged from brown to almost black. The creature's eyes, gleaming like embers in the gathering gloom, fixed on him with a curiosity that was as unsettling as it was intense. Larry's hand, trembling slightly, reached for the shotgun slung over his shoulder, his index finger curling around the cold metal of the trigger. The creature took a step closer, the sound of its heavy footfall muffled by the thick carpet of leaves beneath its massive feet. Larry's instincts took over, his years of hunting experience honing his reflexes to a sharp edge. He raised the shotgun, his eyes never leaving the beast's, and fired twice, the shots ringing out through the stillness like a declaration of war. The Bigfoot reared back, roaring in pain and fury, but Larry did not wait to see if it would charge. He turned and ran, adrenaline pumping through his veins, his legs carrying him faster than he thought possible. He didn't look back until he had heard the thud of the creature's body hitting the ground. Breathing heavily, he approached, his shotgun still at the ready. The Bigfoot laid there, unmoving, the dark fur stained with crimson. Its chest rose and fell in shallow gasps, the gleaming eyes slowly dimming. Larry approached cautiously, the barrel of his weapon pointed at the creature's broad forehead. With a heavy heart, he squeezed the trigger one last time, ending its suffering. As the echoes of the final shot faded, Larry felt a mix of relief and dread. He had killed something that was not meant to be killed, something that had haunted the woods for countless generations. He stepped back, his legs weak, and took a moment to collect himself. The forest remained silent, the only sound, the distant rustle of leaves in the breeze. With trembling hands, Larry called for backup, his voice shaky with a mix of excitement and fear. Hours later, a group of his friends, armed with flashlights, guns, and cameras, arrived at the spot where the creature had fallen. But it was gone, leaving only a pool of blood and a trail of disturbed vegetation. They searched the surrounding area, but found no trace of the creature's body. Larry knew he wasn't mistaken, but the doubt of his friend's eyes was palpable. The incident became the talk of the small town, with some claimed he had killed a bear, others insisted it was a man in a costume, and a few whispered about Bigfoot. Larry knew the truth, though, and the weight of it settled in his gut like a lead weight. He had encountered something from another world, something that had never meant to be seen. And now that he had killed it, supposedly, he wasn't sure if he was the hunter or the hunted. He resolved to keep the grisly details to himself, sharing only the bare bones of the encounter to those who would ask. In the weeks that followed, Larry avoided the woods, haunted by the memory of those fiery eyes. Yet the pull of the wilderness was too strong. He found himself drawn back to the very spot where he had killed the creature, searching for any answers amidst the decaying leaves. But all he found was a chilling emptiness, as if the forest itself had swallowed the evidence of his encounter. The whispers grew louder, the rumors more insistent. People spoke of strange occurrences in the woods, of campers vanishing and the livestock found torn apart. Larry knew he had disturbed something primal, something that was now seeking vengeance. His dreams were plagued by visions of the creature's kin, their eyes burning with the same hunger he had seen in the one he had killed. Determined to face his fears, Larry returned to the woods, armed and ready for whatever might come. He followed the same trail of destruction, each step taking him deeper into the heart of the mountain. The air grew colder, the shadows more menacing. And then he heard it. A low, mournful howl that seemed to carry the very essence of loss and anger. The sound grew closer, the ground vibrating with the approach of something massive. Larry raised his shotgun, his heart hammering in his chest. He knew that he may not survive this encounter, but he would not go quietly. As the creature emerged from the gloom, a towering figure with eyes like twin stars, he took aim and fired, the shot echoing through the night. The creature roared, charging towards him, and Larry realized that his fight was not over. It had only just begun. The Bigfoot was relentless, its strength unmatched by anything Larry had ever encountered. He dodged its swiping arms, the wind from their impact sending leaves flying. Each shot he fired seemed to enrage it further, fueling its determination to end him. The forest became a blur as they danced a macabre ballad to life and death, the smell of gunpowder mixing with the creature's musky scent. The creature loomed over him, its massive hand reaching down. Larry took a deep breath and fired into the creature's chest. The Bigfoot stumbled back, giving him just enough time to reload and take aim again. Another shot, and another, until finally, the creature laid still, its breathing ragged and labored. Larry watched, his heart racing, as the light in its eyes began to dim. This time, when Larry's hunter friends arrived, their flashlights cutting through the darkness, all they found again was blood-soaked earth. The creature's body had once again vanished. That is, if he had encountered the same one as previously, or was it one of its kin, leaving Larry to wonder if he had imagined the whole ordeal. But he knew what he had seen, and the horror of it remained etched into his mind. As they searched the area for a second time, he noticed a set of massive footprints leading away from the site, disappearing into the dense foliage. He knew that he truly hadn't killed it. Maybe it was the same creature. The creature was out there still, waiting. And it wasn't alone. "You're not going to believe what I heard." Mark leaned over, his voice a conspiratorial murmur amidst the lunchtime clatter. His eyes darted around the office break room, ensuring no one else could overhear. "What?" Jenna's curiosity was piqued as she took a bite of her sandwich. "They're planning a surprise team-building retreat." He grinned, a glint of excitement in his eyes. "Somewhere in East Tennessee, supposed to be totally off the grid." Jenna raised an eyebrow. "Sounds like a blast," she said, her tone a mix of sarcasm and resignation. The next week, the group of 8 co-workers found themselves packed into a van, winding through the Great Smoky Mountains. Their destination was a secluded lodge known for its hiking trails. The boss had hoped the fresh air and physical challenge would strengthen their bonds. As they pulled into the parking lot, the lodge's rustic charm was a stark contrast to their urban lives. The scent of pine needles and campfire smoke filled the air. Mark, ever the optimistic, claimed it was going to be the adventure of a lifetime. Jenna remained skeptical, her thoughts lingering on the deadlines piling up back at the office. Their first hike was set for the following morning, and after a night of forced bonding activities, they were ready to get some fresh air. The trailhead was a short walk from the lodge, a dirt path that beckoned them into the dense woods. The group chatted nervously as they laced up their boots, trying to shake off the unease that came with venturing into the unknown. The hike started out like any other. They took group selfies at the scenic spots, shared awkward laughs at missteps on the trail, and complained good-heartedly about their aching muscles. But as the days grew longer, the banter began to fade and the forest grew quieter. The path grew narrower, the trees closer together, casting dappled shadows across the ground. It was then that they heard it. A strange muffled sound, like something heavy being dragged through the underbrush. They exchanged uneasy glances, their laughter dying in their throats. The trail curved sharply ahead, and the noise grew louder. "What the hell is that?" Dave whispered, his hand tightening around the walking stick. The group slowed their pace, the sound growing clearer with every step. The dirt path grew slick with a fine mist that had begun to fall, the moisture clinging to their skin and clothes. The rustling grew closer, the dragging more pronounced. And then it stopped. Jenna's heart thudded in her chest, her eyes scanning the dense foliage for any sign of what could be making the noise. The silence was deafening, the only sound their collective breathing. Mark took a tentative step forward, his smile now gone. "Probably just a deer," he murmured, trying to reassure them all. But when he took another step, the brush exploded with movement. A flash of something large and furry bolted across the path, disappearing as quickly as it had appeared. The group stumbled back, their shouts echoing through the trees. Mark's bravado had vanished, replaced with a palpable fear. As they cautiously moved on, they found the trail blocked by a thick tangle of thorny vines, the source of the bloody trail. Panic began to set in as they realized it was no longer an ordinary animal that had passed through. The vines were slick with fresh crimson, and the fear grew more intense as they saw a piece of fabric snatched on a thorn, matching the shirt of their missing friend Tom. "Tom was gone? Where's Tom?" Their eyes widened in horror as they realized Tom was not just lagging behind. He was gone. He had been taken by something, leaving only a grisly trail as evidence. The group looked at each other, their previous attitude replaced with stark terror. They knew that they had to find him, but the path ahead was blocked, and the forest seemed to close in around them, whispering with malicious intent. The decision was unanimous. They had to follow the blood, despite the gut-wrenching dread that clung to them like the mist. They hacked through the vines, the sounds of their machetes echoing through the now eerily still woods. The blood led them deeper into the thicket, the path growing steeper and more treacherous with every step. The sun dipped lower in the sky, casting the forest into a twilight that seemed to thicken the air. They paused, panting and sweating, to reassess their situation. The GPS had gone haywire, the signal lost in the dense canopy above. They had no idea where they were or how far they had strayed from the lodge. The only certainty was that they could not go back the way they had come. Above the hushed whispers of the leaves, they heard it again. The dragging, the labored breathing. It grew closer, a sinister rhythm that matched the pounding of their hearts. They knew they were being pursued. The tension grew taut as a bowstring as they continued up the slope, the trail now almost indiscernible. They stumbled over roots, slipping on wet leaves, and clung to each other for support. The sounds grew louder, the presence in the woods more palpable. And then, without warning, the ground gave way beneath Mark. He let out a terrified scream as he tumbled down the embankment, his body disappearing from view. The others scrambled to the edge, peering over to see a shadowy figure dragging him away, his cries for help fading into the darkening forest. The group froze, their fear a paralyzing force. They were being hunted, and now they were two friends down. The reality of their situation sank in, and the gravity of their plight washed over them like a cold wave. They had to find Mark and Tom, and somehow make it back to safety before nightfall. They set off at a run, the forest floor a blur beneath their feet. Branches slapped at their faces, and the occasional twigs snapping underfoot, but they didn't dare slow down. The sun was now a mere sliver of light through the dense canopy, and the shadows grew long and sinister. The trail grew steeper, the air colder as the light faded. They stumbled into a clearing, their breaths coming in ragged gasps. In the center of the glade stood a towering ancient tree, its gnarled roots reaching out like skeletal fingers. The blood trail led directly to its base, where it abruptly ended. The dragging sounds had ceased, leaving only the distant calls of night birds to pierce the silence. Jenna's stomach clenched. "What do we do?" she whispered, her voice trembling. Dave, the most outdoorsy of the group, took charge. "We need to set up camp here. It's too dangerous to keep moving in the dark. We'll search for them at first light."
You have 5 new messages.
"Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?"
"Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today." "Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?"
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
His voice was firm, but the fear in his eyes was unmistakable. They gathered firewood and built a small fire, huddled around it for warmth and comfort. The crackle and pop of the flames seemed to amplify every unidentifiable sound in the surrounding woods. They took turns keeping watch, but sleep was elusive, haunted by the images of their missing friends. As dawn approached, the sky lightened from inky black to a deep shade of blue, the stars fading like ghosts. The group stirred, their nerves on edge. They broke camp and resumed the search, the blood trail now cold and the forest eerily silent. The first sign of their friends came at a shock. A torn piece of Mark's shirt snagged on a branch, flapping in the breeze like a morbid flag. They approached with caution, the adrenaline pulsing through their veins. The fabric was drenched in blood, and the ground around it was trampled as if a struggle had taken place. They pressed on, following the grim breadcrumb trail through the now familiar underbrush. The sun rose higher, casting a stark light over the forest floor that revealed more evidence of the horror that had unfolded. A smear of crimson on a rock, a scrap of material caught on a thorn. And then they heard it. A faint, desperate cry for help. It was Mark. The group exchanged hopeful glances before plunging into the woods deeper, their hearts pounding in unison with the urgent need to find their friend. The cries grew louder, guiding them through the thickest part of the forest. They broke into a clearing, and there they found Mark, his body bruised and bloody, but alive. He was bound to a tree, his eyes wild with relief and terror.
"Thank God,"
Dave breathed, rushing to untie him.
"What happened?"
Mark's voice was shaky as he spoke of a creature, not quite human, that had attacked him and taken Tom. It had dragged them both into the woods, only to leave Mark behind after a fierce struggle. The creature had vanished with Tom into the night, leaving no trace except for the bloody path. The group was torn between relief and dread. They had found Mark, but Tom was still out there, possibly in the clutches of something monstrous. Their camaraderie had been shattered by the reality of the danger that lurked in these woods. They had to stick together to survive and find their way back. As they tended to Mark's injuries, they discussed their options. The decision was unanimous. They would follow the trail as long as they could, hoping it would lead them to Tom and to escape from the horror that had engulfed their corporate retreat. They set off, their steps now driven by determination and fear. The sun was high in the sky, but the forest felt no less foreboding. The air was thick with the scent of blood and decay, a constant reminder of what they were up against. The trail grew steeper, the trees taller, and the underbrush thicker. The sounds of the forest grew more ominous with every step, the whispers of the leaves seeming to carry warnings of what lay ahead. As the day wore on, their hope began to dwindle. The blood had long ago been washed away by the rain, and the cries for help had ceased. The only sign of Tom was the occasional snap of a twig or disturbed leaf, as if the creature was taunting them with the trail. The group's fatigue grew with every passing hour, but they refused to give up. They had to find Tom. They had to get out of these woods. And then, as the shadows grew long and the light began to dim, they heard it again. The unmistakable sound of something large moving through the brush. The creature was back, and it was closer than ever. Their hearts raced as they picked up the pace, the adrenaline pushing them forward despite their exhaustion. Jenna stumbled, her ankle twisting on a hidden root. A cry of pain escaped her lips, and the group paused to help her up. In that brief moment, the forest fell silent, the air thick with anticipation. They could feel the creature's eyes on them, watching from the shadows. Dave took the lead, his machete at the ready. They moved as a single unit now, their survival instincts honed in to a sharp point. The trail grew steeper, the trees more ancient, and the air grew colder. They had stumbled into a part of the woods that felt untouched by time, a place where the line between reality and nightmare was blurred. Suddenly, the trail opened up to reveal a clearing. In the center, a massive cave mouth loomed, its entrance shrouded in darkness. The sounds of struggle and pain echoed from within, a chilling cacophony that sent shivers down their spines. Had they had found Tom? But at what cost? They approached the cave cautiously, the darkness within seeming to pulse with malevolent energy. The smell of damp earth and rotting flesh grew stronger, and they could see the flicker of torches from deep within. Their hearts pounded in their chests, each step echoing in the stillness. The cave was a labyrinth of twisted tunnels, the walls slick with moisture. The air grew colder, the torchlight revealing bones scattered across the ground, picked clean of flesh. The noises grew louder, the creature's growls and Tom's muffled cries for help guiding them deeper into the abyss. They stumbled upon a chamber, the walls covered in ancient symbols that seemed to dance in the flickering light. In the center, a creature unlike anything they had ever seen before crouched over their friend, its eyes gleaming with hunger. It was massive, with fur matted with leaves and dirt, and its claws and teeth were stained red with blood. With a roar that shook the very earth beneath them, this creature stood, releasing Tom, who sloped to the ground unconscious. The workers braced themselves for the fight of their lives, their fear giving way to a primal need to survive. The creature charged, and they met it with a wall of steel and determination. The battle was fierce, the sound of clinging metal and snapping branches deafening the confined space.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.
They fought with everything they had, their fear turning to rage. As they managed to back the creature into a corner, Dave swung his machete with all his might, slicing into the beast's thick hide. It roared in pain and lashed out, knocking him to the ground. But the blow had been struck, and the creature stumbled back, giving them the opening that they needed. They pounced to their makeshift weapons, finding their mark. The creature howled, retreating into the shadows of the cave. They didn't dare follow. They had found Tom, and their priority was to get him to safety. They gathered him up, his body limp and cold. They had no medical supplies, no way of knowing how badly he was hurt. The journey back to the lodge was fraught with danger and uncertainty, but they had no choice. They had to leave this cursed place behind and pray that they could find their way out. As they emerged from the cave, the night had fully descended. The moon casted a silver glow over the forest, making the trees look like skeletal sentinels watching over their escape. They moved quickly, their eyes scanning the woods for any sign of the creature. But the creature was gone, retreating deeper into the depths of the cave, leaving them with their grim victory. They had found Tom, but at a cost of their peace of mind and the innocence they had brought with them into those woods. The trek back was a blur of pain and fear. They carried Tom between them, his weight a constant reminder of the horror they had faced. The woods had changed them, forged bonds that would never be broken by office politics or deadlines. As they stumbled out of the trees and into the safety of the lodge's clearing, the dawn was breaking. They had made it through the night, but the experience had left a dark stain on their souls.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.